I fear that the thoughts build up until I can't hear. That my mind fills up into a creature, and it haunts me somewhere much deeper. Anxiety filling up every space.
We open in one of the now familiar hallways of the titular Chillhaven High. No exposure, I just wanna be a loner. Rows of lockers, worn tile floors, door after door, each presumably leading into a basically identical classroom hastily appointed by some harried underpaid teacher. But for now, these classrooms are empty, and this hallway is full as we are between periods, first and second period specifically. Students chat, open and close lockers, walk down the hall, you know the drill. But who's this walking down the hall in the opposite direction of most of them, moving against the grain, if you will, possibly visually symbolizing her current feelings of isolation and anxiety? That's right, it's one Penny White. I've been feeling weird, I can't seem to focus good enough. Nothing's really clear, sometimes it could be a little tough. I just need to feel like the end's inside for me.
The camera follows the back of Penny's head as she walks between first and second period, solemnly, looking down at her shoes. Her right shoe is untied, and she does not give a shit. She is not stopping to fix it.
We see Penny shuffling down the hallway when suddenly four arms come out of a classroom and grab her and swiftly move her inside the room.
What the fuck? Penny! What?
Penny.
What? Penny, sit down. Oh, what? Okay.
We have big news.
Big news.
The lights are off for dramatics.
Okay.
You see, big news has been crudely scrawled on the chalkboard.
How long have you both been in here?
We got here early.
Yeah, we skipped first period.
I stayed the night at Carlos's last night.
Just to write big news on the board and turn the lights off?
Well, it's more than meets the eye.
Why did you just grab me from the hallway? I had to pee.
Well,
it had to be secretive.
It had to be you.
Well, get to it.
We don't know who we can trust right now, but Carlos says we can trust you.
I called Zeke last night, but he didn't answer.
Yeah, we got home late.
Well, okay, you know how Theodore, well, now his name is Hunter. Well, his name was always Hunter, but...
I told you that wasn't his name, and everyone looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah, you were right. My name is Hunter.
It okay. Is Hunter. Wally confirmed it.
Thanks, Wally?
Yeah. Well, do you want to know how we got to be in the same room as Wally?
Yes.
Listen to what Hunter and I did this weekend. So, you know how we went to Sforzo Baseballs because we needed to check out the scene where Upton St. Queef went missing.
Aww.
So then I got in contact with the manager. What was his name again? Sforzo Baseballs? He really hated Hunter, but I got to see the footage of the night of Angela's party when Upton St. Queef went missing. I was watching the video. Hunter wasn't watching the video because Hunter had got kicked out and had to go in the parking lot.
I was investigating the crime scene.
So I was watching the video, and it was so strange because we saw Upton St. Queef by their car, and then next thing we know it, Ron is there, and then the camera moves away and comes back, and Upton St. Queef is gone.
So
isn't that weird? But then we started thinking, okay, you know, what do we know about people in this town? Well, what do we know about Dick? Dick is old. He's so old. There may be a vampire on
the
loose.
Penny looks up at the sky.
There's been nefarious acts going on. Things that are happening that resemble vampire attacks. So, yeah, we did watch that video, and we didn't get anything good out of it, and there's no way that Ron could be a vampire. So then we decided Dick. It was Dick. Dick could be a vampire. So then we went and stuck out. We went to do a stakeout at Dick's house, and we got caught by Wally.
Carlos, you're saying a lot of words right now, but I'm not sure what you want me to take from this. So you watched the video of the night that Upton St. Queef went missing, and
yes,
you saw nothing happen, but you saw Ron.
Ron was on the video.
But Ron didn't do anything.
Not that was on the video.
We
no.
didn't see it.
It can't be Ron.
So Upton was on the video, but him disappearing was not on the video.
Correct. The camera was having sort of a pan effect, swiping back and forth, so we didn't see the moment. Well,
and
I didn't see anything, but Carlos's description of the video, they did not see the moment of disappearance.
Correct. But then we decided Dick might be a vampire.
Well, in fairness,
Dick's not a vampire. That's stupid.
I know Dick's not a vampire now.
I wish that you could have been there to see.
I wish y'all had just asked me if you thought Dick was a vampire, and I would have said, no, that's fucking stupid.
Well, that's the thing, though, Penny. You see, the vampires have a power over people. They're able to make you think things that you might not think before, hide obvious hints that they may be a vampire, convince you that they're the coolest person you've ever met, and then just when your back is turned, they stick their grubby little teeth in your neck and drink all your blood.
So basically, we found out that Dick wasn't a vampire.
Did you ask Ron why he was on the video? Or why he was there before Upton was there, and then both of them were gone when Upton wasn't there?
No.
Didn't occur.
I mean, Ron's my best friend and everything, but it seems like he was at least out there.
You're right, he may have seen something.
It seems like he did see something. I would start there.
Why didn't we think of this?
At the time, it just seemed obvious.
It was Dick.
It seemed like it couldn't, and it seemed like there's no way it could be Ron.
No, not at all.
So cool.
Wait, you're not just gonna, like, go up to Ron like you did Dick and just say, like, hey, are you a vampire? And then hope that, like, that resolves something.
Oh, it was way worse than that. So that's why I was calling Zeke to apologize for what happened. But
I have my methods.
They were bad.
It's only rude if you're not a vampire. If he had been a vampire, it would have been really cool. You would have been like, oh, thank you for saving me, Hunter, from that horrible vampire.
A door was kicked down. Lots of rudeness occurred.
Again, can't stress enough. It's only bad because I was wrong.
Okay, so we just ask Ron if he saw anything that night. Will you go with us, Penny?
Yeah, yeah, actually, I do want to ask Ron. I want to, I'll go with you. Maybe Zeke will want to, too.
Whoa. Let's slow down about how many people we're bringing on the mission here, okay? Trusted friends only. No offense, Penny, but I don't know you that well. I'm bringing you in off Carlos's word.
We were kind of a thing before you got here, and you've actively made this harder.
This is my mission.
So if we could actually trade you out for Zeke.
No!
What does this Zeke know about vampires, huh?
Nothing!
Has he ever driven a wooden stake through their unbeating hearts and watched them dissolve to ash?
Carlos, I know you're just upset because you feel like your friendship with Zeke has been lacking.
That's not true!
No, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm saying you just feel a little sensitive towards the friendship, and I get that. And trust me, Zeke has a lot of qualities to work on about being a good, supportive friend, and I'm going to talk to him about that. But I do think we need his help at this time.
Fine.
I just want to run it by him for reasons that I have. So don't go talk to Ron just yet.
Hold on. And Carlos gets close to Hunter and whispers in his ear.
I'll text you everything.
What did you just whisper there, Carlos?
He said he's going to text me everything.
No, Carlos! I didn't!
Carlos, there has to be open trust between all participants of the mission.
Penny,
if we can't trust each other, we can't trust anybody.
Fine, I'm gonna tell Hunter everything that happens, but we can have Z come in and Hunter could go away.
Okay, fine. Have y'all noticed that Siobhan is in here today?
I don't know who that is.
I wasn't in homeroom.
I wasn't really talking to you, but...
Well, you said you guys.
Well...
I'm one of the two guys.
Well, you are here, but I realize now that you don't know anything. Siobhan Parsley, she's in my first period. She's not here today.
And Hunter whips out a notebook.
And everyone was whispering, but no one was saying anything important. It was just like, Parsley. Does anybody know where she could be? And everyone was like, no, I haven't heard from her.
Well, have you checked the news?
That's what I was... You read my mind,
I'm
Carlos.
I'm getting good at this, right?
Turn on the news. See if there's any reports of an animal attack. Or... I don't know. Anything else weird?
We cut to a wide shot of this high school classroom. And we see that there are no TVs in it.
What? Oh, I forgot. We're going screenless here. Oh, but you know what? They can't take away the screen I have in my pocket. Carlos takes his cell phone out and Googles Chillhaven News today.
As you Google that, Carlos, we see behind you, from the wall of the classroom that adjoins the hallway, a translucent human form emerging from out of the wall.
Ghost!
Ghosts are our friends! We talked about this!
Hunter's just like standing in a Street Fighter pose.
We see long, straight hair emerge first, under which we see a pursed, annoyed-looking face. And under that, we see also translucent overalls. Wrinkled, but you can tell they were expensive. At least when they were alive. They're dead, too. The paint that covers them, also translucent, also dead. This whole outfit's dead, and it is on the dead form of the OG ghost, Violet Crankshaw.
What's up, Violet?
Wow, hi.
Sorry, Hunter's afraid of ghosts. Just ignore him.
Boo.
Ah!
What are you guys doing in here?
Hunter pulls out a pouch of salt and makes a salt circle around himself.
Just talking? What are you doing here?
Well, I mean, second period is just about to start, and I could hear Carlos shouting from, like, three doors down.
Carlos, we talked about this.
I'm using my inside voice!
Your inside voice is still way too loud.
Who's the guy with the Coke?
It's salt.
Ugh. You snort salt?
No, I don't do drugs. My mind must be clear and sharp for all threats like you.
Do you guys just bring in nerds from outside schools now, or
we didn't bring him in. We even brought anyone in, but we didn't bring him in.
Okay, well, what are we talking about?
School. Do you need something, Violet? Do you just want to hang out for a bit?
I heard you mention chiffon.
Oh,
so
the ghost is the vampire.
No, not all ghosts are vampires.
Isn't that a Smashing Pumpkins song?
Not all ghosts are vampires.
The ghost is a vampire.
Have you seen chiffon?
No, that's the news. She didn't come to class today.
Well, I mean, like, you're a ghost. You can see other ghosts. Did you see chiffon?
Oh, like her ghostly form.
Yes?
No. No. Maybe she's not dead. Usually in this town, when somebody doesn't show up to class, they're dead. But she could be alive.
Well, I was in the middle of looking up Chillhaven's news today to see if we could find out anything before you just floated all in. Carlos looks back at his phone.
When did Carlos get assertive?
I'm not assertive, I'm just loud.
I've been helping him work on it.
He made a new friend.
Cool. Carlos, all you're seeing on your phone is a number of announcements about a mayor field goal press conference.
Ugh.
Regarding the new trash budget.
Ugh. No, it's just mayor field goal nonsense.
Hey, local politics are important.
No, they're not! Okay, well, nothing suspicious in the news today.
Violet, have you heard from anyone who's seen her recently?
No, everyone's talking about how she isn't here, and it's the first day of school she's missed since second grade when she had chicken pox.
I hate parents who always think their kids should get awards for coming to school every day.
Okay, well, I mean, that feels really pointed because you have seen my award wall.
It's less about you and more about parents who think kids should have to go to school every day. You know you were sick some of those days, Violet.
Sure, it's not about me.
And I think you missed a lot of days when you died.
You know, your actions affect other people.
Says the person who murdered me. Interesting.
What?
Now we care about how our actions affect other people.
I'm sorry,
what? Well, no, I've always cared. I just make poor decisions also.
Carlos and Hunter look at each other.
Yeah, new guy. You didn't know? Penny murdered me.
I also didn't know this.
With her mind powers.
Penny!
Hunter turns, like, he doesn't break the Street Fighter pose he's been holding. He just turns it 45 degrees to look at Penny.
Do we really have to do this today?
Carlos whispers into Hunter's ear.
You don't think she could be a vampire?
I'm not a vampire, Carlos. I can hear you.
Wait, are you guys serious? You think there's really a vampire?
There is a vampire. I don't know why I'm telling you. Ghost, you're probably in league with it. Monsters always working together.
Excuse you, I'm not a monster.
You are categorically a monster.
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's not how we make friends around here.
Monster, noun, supernatural entity, not of human origin.
No,
now, who's screaming?
Victim blaming.
Yeah, Penny murdered Violet.
Listen, there's a lot of nuance
Lots
to all of this.
Monsters were victims once. You got to be a vampire, you got to be a victim of a vampire. To be a werewolf, you got to be a victim of a werewolf. You still come out the other side a monster.
It's called cycles of abuse.
Yeah, and it's not an excuse.
I don't know what that means. I've just heard it before.
What were we even talking?
I don't know. You guys are boring and aggressive. I'm going to go to class.
Okay, Penny. You get Zeke.
Yeah, and we'll talk to Ron. He'll probably be chill.
Yeah.
I'd really like to circle back to the murder thing at some point, but it's fine if it goes on the back burner, I guess.
We have other things to think about right now.
Yeah.
Besides Penny being a murderer.
Carlos, are you going to walk around saying that all day just like that?
No.
You see like three other students walking by, looking through the glass of the door as he yells that.
No, I won't tell anybody, I promise.
Yeah, I think you said Betty's a murderer.
Yeah, it was Betty.
Okay, see you in a little bit.
Wait, Carlos, we have class together.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Penny, just as you are about to follow your co-conspirators out the door into your next class, you are stopped by the ringing of your cell phone. Your contact info on your screen reads 4 letters, S-C-B-M.
Penny answers immediately.
Oh. Ooh, stop screaming. I'm right here. Hi.
Why are you so muffled, Scoobs? You got to put your mouth through the little holes that you talk through, not the little holes that you listen out of. The bottom. Oh, you've had the old thing in your mouth again, buddy? Did it taste any better this time than it did the last time?
No.
But you still wanted to do it just to see?
I forgot.
That's okay, buddy. What you need?
I need help.
What's wrong?
Angela said, if anything happens, call Penny.
Okay, what is anything?
She gave me a phone. She said, press 2 for Penny. Something wrong with Load.
What's wrong with him?
He's acting weird.
He's acting weird, like...
Yeah, talking in a weird voice.
Well, he's been doing that for weeks.
Yeah, but it's a new, different voice.
Oh, well, Scoobs, it's probably just another, like, you know how I told you, like, there's a few people up there and we don't have to, like, bring it up all the time, but we just have to know and be aware that anything can happen sometimes with these things.
He's saying words that don't make any sense.
Okay, look, I'm going to call Dick and I'm going to send him over because I've got a van... Well, I don't want... It doesn't matter, Scoobs, what I've got going on. I've got to meet with Zeke, and then I've got to... That'll probably lead us somewhere. So I'll call Dick, and he'll be over, okay?
Okay.
Be careful, Scoobs.
Of what?
Everything!
Oh.
And Penny hangs up.
We cut to the outside of Patrick's Patties. The time after school. Looks like an old school 50s diner. It's teal and red on the outside. Our camera zooms in through the front doors and turns a sharp left and heads all the way to the back at the last booth. We see Carlos sitting at the booth. He's wearing black Nike sweats with a long sleeveless Chill Havens teen basketball jersey in millennial pink and teal with messy heartthrob hair and a tiny little gold earring on his left ear. Oh, he's also wearing black Crocs.
God.
Sitting across from Carlos, we see Penny nervously tapping her finger on the table. Penny is wearing a black crop t-shirt, a pair of thrifted loose straight leg jeans, and a pair of thrifted beat up and scuffed Doc Martens that she got from the local thrift store, Thrift Haven.
And finally, mid motion, sliding into the booth, pushing Carlos to the side with his
butt.
We see wearing naturally distressed jeans.
From nature?
From nature.
Like they got holes in them, but they're just holes that happened to them. They weren't like designed to be put there.
Yeah. Telltale wallet and carabiner placement holes.
Uh-huh. Yep, yeah. Yep.
Everyone's
yep.
Dad out there can relate.
Yep.
We can see the edge of the Velcro Sonic the Hedgehog wallet sticking out through the hole in its back pocket.
Uh-huh. The knees are both exposed, but like all the fabric's still there and just hanging off. It doesn't look cool. Also wearing a black They Might Be Giants t-shirt under a sleeveless white lab coat, it's the one and only Zeke Lynn.
I don't know how one and only. We've met others.
It's the like two or so only.
So far. See,
we've met two other ones.
And we just saw one last episode.
Yeah.
Zeke-lin. This is the teen one, the one that's in high school, not either of the adult ones.
Zeke Prime.
Zeke Prime. Zeke Alpha.
Yeah.
How'd you guys know I'd be hungry after school?
What?
Well, you texted me and said Patrick's Patty's right after school. I assumed you knew that I would want a hamburger.
No, we just needed somewhere to meet up. Oh. But yeah, get food.
I get real hungry when I got family drama on the mind.
Family drama? What's wrong with your dad?
Nothing. No. It, well, many things. But that's not what's on my mind.
Zeke, I'm here for you. What's going on?
Take your hand off my knee.
Oh, sorry. I didn't even notice it was there. It just kind of floated over.
Well, you know how Penny and Ron and I went up to Ordinary Falls to do the investigation?
Uh-huh.
Momvestigation?
Uh-huh.
The in-momstigation?
Uh-huh.
Well, while we were there, we met this lady.
She was kind of cool.
She was pretty cool. I mean, anyone who gets carried around on a palanquin is pretty cool in my book. But she and Penny can both do, you know, the brain talk thing. And she showed Penny some stuff about my mom.
Well, it was like kind of a lot of stuff we already sort of knew, except the part about your mom coming back from the future to try to kill me.
Yeah, my mom's from the future.
Mom, well, that mom,
eyes are squinted and kind of like looking up in the air trying to like make sense of this.
Carlos, it's Terminator.
Oh!
Yeah, yep. I'm John Connor.
Everyone else has seen that movie?
It's a classic! So are you going to like lead a revolution in the future?
I mean, let's not get crazy with it. I don't know if I'm leading the revolution.
That's right. I don't know why I would think that.
Okay, well, let's not shoot it down
really
completely
like a,
either.
It's not really a role
let's
for
leave
you.
Leave the option open.
I don't really think a lot of people would listen to you in that way.
Okay, you know what? No, you were right the first time. I am the leader. I'm the leader. And I'm going to fire you from the resistance if you keep bad-mouthing me.
Carlos's jaw drops, looks at Penny.
So we're here to talk about Ron.
Again?
Just listen!
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We don't know if we can trust Ron. Look, Carlos saw footage of him at the party for Angela's going away.
Yeah,
and do you remember
there.
When Upton went missing?
St. Queef?
That's the one.
As opposed to all the other Uptons we know?
Yeah, I just had to make sure we got the full name out there this episode, too.
Yeah.
Carlos saw the footage, and he didn't see what exactly happened, but he saw that Ron was there.
What did you see?
So, you know, Hunter and I, we went to Sportsville Baseballs, and Hunter...
Wait, you and who?
Theodore, who is actually Hunter. His name is Hunter. He's a monster hunter.
I think he's just not that smart.
He's a monster hunter and his name is Hunter?
Yeah, real original, right? But don't talk bad about my best friend.
Whoa, wait a minute.
You missed a lot. You haven't been around.
The fuck?
We can talk about this later. Listen, we have to talk about this before Ron comes. Ron's coming right now.
What? Why?
So listen, Sports or Baseball, really quick. I went in and I saw the footage from the night of Angela's party.
Okay.
Upton was at his car, okay? And I'm watching the video footage and Upton is there and Ron is there. And then the video pans out and then it comes back. And then Ron is there and Upton's not there anymore.
Okay, so Upton probably left and Ron probably went inside to the party.
His car was still there and Ron was by Upton's car. And the Anodyne Pines forest butting up by the parking lot.
And you can't tell me that there's not a coincidence between that happening and what happened in Ordinary Falls.
And Hunter has been coming up the West Coast tracking a vampire. And there's been disappearances. Upton, there was that couple.
Wait. You're trying to tell me that Ron is a vampire?
How would Ron even be moving up the West Coast? Ron has been in Chillhaven for like the last 4 years.
How does anything fucked up happen around here? How do people time travel? How do people go up into space? How do people grow three eyes?
Plus, even if Ron is a vampire...
Keep your voice down!
Even if Ron is a vampire, he's still our friend.
Yeah, I'm not...
That means someone turned him into one.
I'm not saying that he's not our friend. I'm just saying he might be eating people.
Yeah, because he's a vampire. That just means we gotta help him. It's like when I turned into a were-crocodile. Would you have just started planning to murder me if I hadn't cleverly saved a piece of the alligator tail in my shoe?
We just need to figure out what Ron's motives are. And if he's okay. And if he's a vampire.
Yeah, because if he's not trying to hurt us, then and he's just trying to keep this a secret because he's embarrassed or ashamed or who knows what, then it shouldn't be that big of an issue because, like you said, we all have our own things and he knows about all of those.
And also, we don't want Hunter to accidentally kill our friend. Well, it wouldn't be an accident.
I think it would be an accident, yeah. It seems like that's his deal.
Yeah. So...
Okay.
Who's going to break the news to Ron? Well, I guess...
Break what news to Ron?
Oh, who's got news for Ron?
Hi! Hi, Ron!
What's up, guys?
Hi! Come slide in next to Penny.
Oh, my ears were burning. Oh.
Yeah, Ron. Come on in.
Carlos is scratching his arm and picking off invisible lint on his
Zeke
jersey.
Is immediately soaking wet with sweat.
We are not good at this.
Did you guys order already? I'm pretty hungry.
Oh yeah.
Gulp.
What's your favorite food here?
Oh, I don't...
What about the garlic fries, Ron?
Oh, let's get garlic fries. I love them.
Let's
They're new on the menu.
Let's get garlic fries for the table.
Hey, Paula.
Hello, sweetie.
Hi. Can we order some big, extra large, extra, extra, extra large garlic fries with extra garlic? And can we get 5 Grundle sauces?
Extra large garlic fries, extra garlic?
Extra garlic, please.
We're going to share them, so we need the extra garlic so we can all share.
I like to swirl it around on the plate.
We need to make sure we have enough garlic per fry. Loaded garlic fries.
Rationing it.
Yeah.
Wait, we're getting them loaded?
Well, loaded with garlic.
Okay, I needed Mountain Dew.
Please.
Please. Paula.
Okie dokie.
Just a normal interaction.
I'm going to go put that order in, you guys.
I need some caffeine to calm my heart rate
No, you don't need caffeine.
That's not what that does.
All right.
Maybe not for you.
Not for anybody.
Thanks, Paula.
What is... Well, you guys are acting really weird.
Ron, are you a vampire?
Please!
Damn it. Listen, you guys had to... You guys need longer than 2 minutes on these briefs. Like...
Zeke, just...
Oh, man, that is a load off my mind, though. Holy cow.
Carlos, next time I have to pick between Hunter or Zeke, remind me that I could pick neither.
Well... Why Zeke brings that up is because the night of Angela's party, someone went missing, Upton St. Cleef, and I saw video footage of you in the parking lot with Upton, and then Upton was gone, and you were still there, and Upton's car is still in the parking lot at Sportso Baseballs.
Look, Ron, I understand this probably is coming across both weird and like maybe aggressive, but also weird. And but I want you to know that like we are here to mostly ask questions aside from Zeke's outburst, which was more of an exclamation.
It
but
was a question.
We're pro vampire.
I said, are you?
Well, we have heard around town that people are going missing. We've heard around town that, you know, there may be a vampire around, and we don't exactly know how to connect these things, and we don't know if you're involved or in trouble. I admittedly feel a little bad for how I reacted at Ordinary Falls because I don't know what that was, but maybe I don't know. What do you have any? I don't know.
Are you a vampire?
Yeah, I get. Are you a vampire, Ron?
You guys think vampires is real?
I think everything's real at this point.
Well, yeah, I mean, Ron, just the stuff we've seen as a group, like, vampires would be, like, pretty light, I think.
There's nothing wrong with being a vampire.
Absolutely nothing wrong with being a vampire.
No.
Penny's a telekinetic, you know. Angela's a wood nymph who's off, like,
discovering
walking,
herself.
Walking to a fairy world.
Zeke was a blankenthrope one time.
Oh, and one time I had two heads.
And then a flower grew out of his head.
Yeah.
I forgot about the flower. Yeah, and then also that second head eventually became like a whole other guy who's like me from the future, and he had to change his name, and I think he's on like a Caribbean vacation right now or something.
You guys are rambling a little bit.
But don't you remember all that stuff?
But are you a vampire?
Okay, if you keep screaming the word vampire at me, I'm not going to be able to get the word in edgewise.
Sorry.
Listen, like you guys just said yourselves, we've all known each other for so long. If I was a vampire, don't you think that people would have been going missing before now?
Can you get into his mind?
Yeah.
That's a roll.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What move are you using?
Scanners. When you look into someone's eyes, you can read their thoughts. Roll with dark. On a 10 plus, take a string on them and ask them any question. They must answer honestly.
Let's fucking go.
Okay.
And Ron dies.
Yeah. He just
as we all dig in.
He just explodes.
Nom, 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 nom. Yeah.
Oh my God, this is so good. Y'all. What?
Just waiting for you to
No, it's
down.
Good because with Hunter, we were not getting what
progress
we
is good.
Yeah.
We need the truth.
Yeah.
As Ron begins to explain his situation, Penny looks deep into Ron's eyes as he speaks, looking into his mind, trying once again to see if she can tell if he's telling the truth by seeing what's truly in his head. As Penny locks eyes with Ron, the camera pans closer to Ron's face, first zooming in on his mouth as it's in slow motion, just rambling. The camera pans up into his eyes and goes deeper and deeper. As the camera lens suddenly turns fully red as it goes deeper into his eyes, the screen is full of blips and blops, of thoughts, of sparks, of
neurons.
Yeah, neurons. We've got lobes. They're bulging, throbbing. All those good words. Uh-huh. All those good descriptive words. And soon, the camera is deep in the inside of his brain.
Inside of Ron's brain, you see first, Penny, darkness. Then, after a moment, you psychically acclimate to your surroundings and realize that the darkness you see inside this mind is actually a memory of the night. Penny, you realize now that you are inhabiting one of Ron's memories. You see through your eyes, aka Ron's past eyes, tree branches obscuring your vision. You're hiding in a forested area. You see a poorly lit parking lot before you. And in that poorly lit parking lot, a young man struggling to unlock the door of his car. You realize instantaneously that this young man is one Upton St. Queef. You feel inside yourself, Penny, the gnawing, ravenous hunger driving you irresistibly towards this man. And then in a blink, you're on him. So fast, you can't even realize what had happened. It was so fast, like a blur probably. And then you feel your teeth, your sharp, long fangs entering the flesh of his neck, followed by the gush of hot, satiating blood flooding your mouth.
We gotta go.
What?
I know what you are, Ron.
Oh, wait.
What's happening?
I've seen... He did it.
They all look at Ron.
Okay, guys, hold on 1 second.
Ronnie...
Let me explain. If you think about what's that over there.
What? And Carlos turns his head.
And with a poof, you see Ron's outfit, leather jacket, black t-shirt, amulet, pants probably, collapse into a pile of clothes as a small squeaking bat flies out the window of Patrick's Patties.
Darn it! I fucking told you! I fucking told you!
Vampire bat!
Multiple times!
Vampire bat!
Oh man, I didn't really think that Ron really was a vampire. I didn't really think that was gonna happen.
Penny, turning into bats, that's like an advanced technique, right?
Penny's wiping her tongue off. I could like taste it and everything. It was
taste what?
I was in his head, like it was eating him. And I was like, I was. Yeah. Okay. So
Ron turned into a bat, so Ron's a vampire.
Obviously.
Carlos pulls out his phone and starts typing away.
And he was lying to our faces about it, so when confronted directly...
Shame on him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm texting Hunter. I have to let him know everything that just happened. And Carlos gets back to his phone and starts texting.
Oh, shit, I've got to call. I've got to call Dick.
Are you telling Dick that we found out that Ron was a vampire?
No, I've got to call Dick to go check on Lode because something's wrong and I'm a horrible... girlfriend, friend, person, and forgot to call him and remind him to go check on
them. Oh no, Lode!
And Penny pulls out her phone and calls Dick's number.
Yellow?
Dick, I'm so sorry to call you. You've got to go check on Lode right now. I don't have any other information to give you. Scoobums called me, and I should have called you probably like a few hours ago. But something's going on with Lode, and Scoobums couldn't even tell me what it was, and I can't get over there because there's a fucking vampire around town, I think. So can you just go check on him, please, and let me know when you get there that everything's okay?
Yeah, partner. I'll go check on him right now. I can handle it by myself. I can do it. I am on my way now, putting on underpants.
Okay, so what do we do now?
So, I am so confused. If Ron is a vampire, and Hunter's been tracking a vampire up the West Coast, does Ron just go on the weekends? He takes a trip down to the San Fernando Valley and eats some tourists, and now he's getting lazy and he's eating it. He's just, like, ordering in?
Obviously, he flies. He flied? He was flying down there. He didn't want to eat his
As
friends.
A bat.
Yeah.
Well,
Penny, didn't you say when you were in Ordinary Falls, that's when you suspected that there was something up with him?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I thought it could have been me because, you know, my head and I'm in Ordinary Falls. But we got there, got out of the car, and I looked at him, and it was different than any other time I'd ever looked at him. He looked like a monster, but like I can't even remember what that looked like or quite felt like. I only really remember because I panicked and then Zeke ran away.
And that's never happened here?
No, Zeke runs away all the time.
No, I mean, like, you never had that feeling about Ron in Chillhaven?
No.
Okay.
But we've left Chillhaven with Ron before and it's never happened.
That we can remember. But we can remember this one time when it did.
As if my memories aren't already scrambled enough. Wait a minute. There's someone we can call, someone else who has a shared past with us who's not in Chillhaven right now. Someone else who's experienced all the same things we have and would know about Ron. It's me, it's future, it's Randy Johnson.
I didn't want to say it.
Future Zeke.
We can give him a call.
He left a phone number.
We can call. I'm fine with calling. We can call.
We cut as the camera rises up, up, up into the sky. And then Chillhaven, the whole town, becomes smaller and smaller until it's just a little speck in a mass of trees in the Pacific Northwest. We continue zooming out, out of the big blue marble we call Earth until we can see the shape of the whole continent we live on. The Earth, or possibly the camera, it's hard to tell because of relativity, rotates and spins us all the way over from the west to the east coast. And also at the same time, it goes a little bit south and we see good old Florida, the penis of the continent, dangling off of there. The camera begins to zoom back in, flying down, down back towards Earth, but not towards land. Towards one of the big blue parts on the globe. The watery parts. As we get closer, we see a speck floating in the middle of that water. We get closer and closer, and that speck takes shape. It's a huge white cruise ship gliding through the crystal clear waters of the Caribbean. We continue zooming down, down onto the deck of that ship until we land on a form. We see a Hawaiian shirt. We see beige patterned Tommy Bahama shorts. We see white socks pulled up mid-shin inside of Birkenstock sandals. We see a face. A face we see almost every episode on Chill Haven, but looking a little different. It's the face of Zeke Lynn, as though it were aged 20 or 30 years. His normally black hair flecked with gray, his hairline pulled back to a 5 or even a 6 head. It's the one, the only, for real this time, Randy Johnson.
The crowd was wild.
Randy lounges in a deck chair on the deck of the cruise ship, sipping a cocktail out of a fake coconut cup. Go for Big Randy J.
Moving past that, it's me.
Zeke?
Yep. Hi. How are you? How's the last few months been?
Oh, pretty good. I'm on vacation right now. I'm on a cruise.
Cool. Good for you. Glad you're living the good life. Hey, yeah, listen, I know you said like minimal contact was necessary and like no man should know too much about his own future. And stop calling and asking me every day if the socks that you picked out are the right choice. But this is kind of a big one. This is kind of a big question.
Zeke, I thought we talked about this. I'm not super comfortable answering questions about our future.
I know. You don't have to tell me anything that's gonna happen. It's not a question about our future, really. It's a question about Ron.
Who?
Ron Fetus, the fourth musketeer. You know, it's Zeke, Penny, Angela, and Ron. It's the four of us always together on every adventure.
Ron. Wait, was Carlos's name Ron before?
No, Ron, you know, like, Ron Fetus.
Ron Fetus, this is not ringing a bell.
Come on, don't you remember when we had the flower on my head and when you were on my body and then you split off of my body and Ron was literally there the entire time? I'm pretty sure he, like, helped. He was definitely there when we sent you off, and I can remember him giving you, like, a big inspirational speech about how, like, you would live in our hearts forever and we would never forget you. And you would always be, like, one of the gang, and you'd always be one of Ron's boys, because that's what he calls all of us. He calls us Ron's boys.
I remember you, and I remember Penny and Angela, and I remember our friends Carlos and Tim, and our dad, and that old lady who lived in the cabin and got sucked down to hell. I don't remember anybody named Ron. Maybe if you told me what he looked like.
Like really pale, really cool clothes, red eyes, always wearing like an amulet around his neck.
That is an No, I definitely would remember that person. I don't remember anybody like that from when I was in town. What's going on? Who is he? Should I come back?
No. We don't need. No. Thank you. I don't want to disturb you and ruin your vacation. Thank you for the information, Randall.
Randy's not short for Randall. It's just an alias, but it does say Randy on my driver's license. Zeke hangs up the phone.
What'd he say?
Yeah, what'd he say? I didn't want to talk to him.
He has no idea who Ron is.
What?
He doesn't remember a Ron being here when he was here.
What?
Yeah, he had no idea what I was talking about.
Carlos takes up his phone and speed dials Hunter.
Hello.
Hunter!
What?
It's time.
Click.
Great. We cut away from this world and to another, one that is more differenter than ours. In this world, night is approaching quickly, and we find one beantlered Angela Atticus Jr. and one behuman-skinned Emma Riley Woods standing before a huge tree, inside of which has been carved a little house. A little house in which the flame of a candle flickers through the window.
What's the scale?
What do you mean?
Can I get inside of the house?
It's a huge tree.
Okay. I didn't know.
The little house. A huge tree.
Okay. So I know I said after you, but after thinking about it, I should be in front of you. You should be behind me.
Oh, okay.
Well, only because I'm part of this world and like you said, you're not really welcomed around here, so.
Sure.
Okay, so, and Angela puts her hand or her arm against Emma and like,
oh.
Okay, so just go back a little bit.
Okay.
There you go. Stop smiling at me.
What? You're so strong and protective.
Not protective. I just told you why.
I'm just a little baby.
Shut up. Okay. So okay, I'm just gonna knock on the door. And then Angela puts her fist, her tree trunk fist, to the door and does two knocks.
After a moment, with a creak, this little round door opens inward. Standing before you, you see a little old babushka woman, head wrapped in a scarf, dressed in old-timey peasant clothes. Past her, you can see those candles whose flicker you saw through the window. You also see a little fireplace with a fire in the hearth, a large wooden kitchen table, atop of which there appears to be a body covered in a white sheet.
Oh, this was not, I should have not walked in on this.
You see herbs drying, hanging from the ceiling. A big metal cauldron, currently not bubbling, but it looks like it loves to bubble when the time is right. On the walls, you see jars of spices, preserves, etc. And off in one corner, a couple of cozy-looking wooden beds.
Hi. And Angela puts her hand on her chest. My name is Angela, and this is my friend Emma. Angela peeks her head in. Are we interrupting something?
Oh, hello, Archangela.
Oh, sorry, it's just Angela.
Okay, hello, just Angela.
Okay, well, let's. All right.
Hi, hello, Emma. What are you two doing wandering out in this dark forest? It's almost nighttime now.
Well, so I am actually trying to find my way to the Fey Court.
My name's Bartola.
Oh, hi, Bartola. That was so rude of me. Sorry, I should have asked your name first before.
It's okay.
But we're trying to find the Fey Court. You see, my mom was the Queen of Seelie, and she recently passed away. And I'm just coming to check in over the court. But we seem to be lost.
We see the peasant woman instantly like prostrate herself and like bow down and like till her head is touching the floor.
Oh, no, none of this. Please get up. And Angela sticks her hand out to get the hand of the peasant woman. Did we say she was a peasant?
Yeah, her gnarled, long fingernailed, bumpy old hand grabs onto your hand.
Angela lifts her up.
Oh, I've never had royalty at my home before.
Oh, no. Please don't think of me as that. Please just be yourself.
You want to step on me to get my floors are only dirt.
No, I don't want to step on you. I just want to know, are you sure we're not interrupting something?
What?
The person laying with...
Oh, that's just my husband.
Oh, my gosh.
He died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Just this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Angela takes her hand. I'm so incredibly sorry. We can go.
If only he had lived to see this royalty come into our little house that he carved out of a tree with his bare hands. Anyway, he's dead now.
Again, I'm so sorry for your loss, but
can't bury him. It's nighttime. Gonna have to wait till tomorrow.
Is it because it's too dangerous to be out there?
Yeah, I might trip and fall in the hole.
Oh, okay. I mean, we can go. I feel like I'm invading your privacy.
Oh, a royalty such as yourself, a representative from the Seely court. My home is your. I'll go sleep out in the dirt.
Oh,
you can have my bed.
No, but we can stay here for the night.
I would be honored to have you for the night.
Angela looks back at Emma. Should we stay here?
I mean, she said she'd be honored to have us, so it'd be rude to refuse now.
You're right. We would love to stay here, but please make yourself at your home. Like, we don't need it. We don't need anything. We can just sleep on the floor over there. Like, we don't really need anything.
Could I offer you some dirty turnips or pond water to drink?
Again, Angela looks back at Emma. I should take it, right? Right, because that's rude to refuse.
Do you have any regular water?
Emma.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so stupid. You, royalty such as yourself, wouldn't want to drink dirty old pond water.
No, give us whatever water and dirty turnips you have.
No, you, listen, you two, have a seat. Make yourselves comfortable. I'm going to go down. There's a spring not too far from here. I will go and get some fresh spring water to drink. I insist.
But you said you could trip and fall in the hole.
Well, I haven't dug the hole yet, dear.
Oh, the hole for the body.
Oh,
okay.
But since you mentioned my poor departed husband, his name was Gorbo. Can you do me a favor and just keep an eye on him while I'm gone?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't want coyotes to come in and steal his remains or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I would. I will absolutely keep an eye on him.
You guys keep an eye on Garbo.
Okay.
And I'm going to take my bucket here and I'm going to get some pristine spring water for your royal lips to touch.
Thank you. That's really, really nice of you. Be careful out there.
Okay.
Emma, why'd you have to make this woman who her husband just died go get you water?
I don't want to drink pond water.
But this poor woman's husband just died. It's so rude.
And as soon as you say that, mere moments after the little old babushka woman has left her house, you see the body on the table beneath the white sheet bolt upright into a sitting position.
Penny White and Dick Spangler are played by Ness Lawson. Angela Atticus Jr. and Carlos Espinosa are played by Megan Stressman. Zeke Lynn and Hunter Von Price are played by James Kedlar. James is also the composer for all of Chillhaven's original music. Ron Fetus, as well as every other colorful character in Chillhaven, are played by our game master and producer, Philip James Pressman. Additional sound effects provided by Zapsplat.com. Monster Hearts Tabletop Game, created by Avery Alder. Good night, everyone!